Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let's ascend. Schedule your reading with Dr. Alsette. Call her at 720-620-2316. Spiritual and energy readings are $100 for unlimited time. Do you have questions about your wealth, when and how it's coming to you? Are you ready for the love of your life and wanting them to show up? Do you need to connect with someone on the other side for closure? Dr. Alsette values the sacred space of spirit and the privacy that you welcome her in. As an authentic reader, she values the space and looks forward to giving you your loving, uplifting, ascending reading. Call her at 720-620-2316. We want you prepared for the power of ascension. When you join our broadcast, the amount of energy being transmitted in spiritual alignment may increase your manifestation. Dr. Alsette is not a Western physician or practitioner. She has been trained and initiated by anointed shaman, and she is a holistic healer of spirit, energy, body, and mind. She heals and does not practice. Please be sure that you are aware of the energy that you bring on the lines as well and in our chat room. This is sacred energy, and this show creates a sacred fingerprint to the universe. Join us in the hands of healing and in the hands of your ascension. Again, we are here for you and your alignment.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This is Sheila Alsette, and I am ready to get right into the show. It is October 29th. This is the last show of October. October officially puts us into the energy of the next year. So we should be manifesting for 2016 already. Things should be already being put in place. Calendars filling up. And if that is happening for you, wonderful job for being in agreement. And if it is not happening for you, why don't we talk about why that's not happening for you? First, let me Let me apologize because my throat is going through the last bit of getting rid of fighting it from going any further than my throat. So I apologize ahead of time before I even continue on. I may have a few coughs. I may have to take a few drinks, but bear with me, please. So let's get right into it. So the topic tonight is going to be, how do you ensure that you understand the power of vulnerability for your spirituality? Okay, I'm going to say it again. Your vulnerability is vital in your spirituality. If you are closed in any way, there is no way that something can be poured upon you. In the Bible, they talk about your cup runneth over, right? Your cup runs over. Well, when you think of that analogy and you think of cup, A cup can't be a cup if it's closed at the top. A cup can't receive the juices, the water, the nourishment that it needs to receive if it is closed at the top. And once it begins to run over, that is where the blessings itself begin to flow and exude out. So it is up to you to ensure that you stay as open as possible to make sure that you can be a vessel for the Creator as well as you can receive from other vessels. This requires, how do you ensure that your vulnerability is there? This requires that your ego and your pride are checked. I don't like the idea of getting rid of your ego. I don't like the idea of getting rid of your pride, because there is an element of survival that are associated with your ego and associated with your pride. However, when it becomes out of balance and it becomes out of order, and this is what's leading you, and now your pride and your ego should never be leading you. And when that is the case, what you are exposing yourself to is closure, and you breed arrogance, and you breed the idea that you might not need anybody, or that you may not need the Creator to give you answers, or you may not need whatever it is that you know good and well that you need. And when you block, when you close off and you block those things, that's when you create difficulties. Excuse me, I'm sorry. When you have the inability to be vulnerable, really what you are suggesting is that you live your life in fear, because we are afraid to be open because we are afraid of ... When you think of yourself, think of the moments where you have been closed off and you have said, I'm not going to engage, or I'm going to protect myself, quote unquote. Even the idea of needing to protect yourself, you are almost suggesting that the Creator doesn't always have your back, that you need some type of protection to ensure you'll be okay. And so before you can even move forward, what you need to honor is that in order to receive any of the type of blessings that you claim you want, that you claim you're seeking, and the life that you want to lead, you must remain open to that receiving. You can't, if your hands are closed, you can't hold anything. And so we get so caught up in being fearful of what other people will do to us, not recognizing that we are in fact we are vessels being used. It is for us. If that person does do ill to you, let's say somebody does betray you, what we have to understand is that we are always something and we are always nothing at the same time. Right? And so in those moments, you were the test. The Creator used you for the test. And if they didn't pass their test, that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. But when you get into a space of recognizing that the Creator has your best interest at heart, that everything is moving to fit and create the life that you are projecting that you want, then you are fine with being open. You're okay with being vulnerable. You trust your transparency because you know and you honor and you believe, and not even believe, you know that the Creator is going to have your back no matter what. And when you operate in that space, the requirements of receiving and the requirements of giving are not threatening to you, and you are able to clearly move forward. The reasons why we choose to not go in that direction are all based on previous pain bodies. So when those pain bodies are being held beyond your experience, so the experience may have been painful, and then your pain body is carrying it into the next experience, really you have... You've displayed a lack of tools to be able to process. And so when you don't process, that's where these blocks begin to come in. That's where it becomes unrealistic for you to get over something. You hold grudges. You sit. You know, we talked about this on Tuesday. Who wants to sit in pain instead of being in love? Who wants to war instead of making love? Who wants to? And these are where these nuances are coming from, because we don't know how to properly process. And so that's what creates our reasoning, and I'm doing air quotes, our reasoning into why we do not allow ourselves to be vulnerable. That becomes our reasoning on why it makes sense to us to be closed off. It becomes our reasoning why we cannot move in a direction of being able to be healthy and transparent. Vulnerability allows you to be used. Vulnerability allows you to receive. And when you hear the words be used, it's not offensive to you because you understand interconnectedness. When you're vulnerable, you have an appreciation for why you saw the squirrel do what the squirrel did to the prairie dog, and then the prairie dog. You begin to understand that all things are connected because you're actively, consciously participating in that interconnectedness. You're not. It's not haphazard. It's not coincidental. It's very much so, oh, I was just texting you, and then you called. And that becomes your normal. It becomes regular for you. It becomes something that isn't feared, and you begin to operate in that normalcy versus not honoring whether or not you're capable of being used in that way. Then you appreciate. Then there comes the next layer is the appreciation of the creator and the appreciation of how things are connected, where you're thinking something and it happens. Excuse me. In those thoughts, you are you haven't even verbalized it, and then it comes to full circle. And then you begin to see, oh, gosh, everything that is in full submission to the creator has to be vulnerable, because in order to be submissive, you have to be vulnerable to instruction. And so when you get the divine inspiration to choreograph or to draw this picture or write this poem or do this, it's not something that you're trying to fight, because you understand this is divinity. Then the more vulnerable you are, the easier it is to live in that divinity throughout your day. Throughout, it's not just, as Muslims, we pray five times a day. It's not just when you're praying. It becomes, I'm praying to stop and give full remembrance. But even after Salah, even before I make my prayers, I am in full submission, so I'm able to be used, and I can still be in that alignment of divinity, and I can still be in the fullness of the inspiration that is given from the Creator. And that vulnerability is really what puts you in the position to receive the life that you want. You know, the biggest thing that people call to get a reading on is relationships and money. And if you really want to achieve that, if you want the best relationship that you can have, be vulnerable to your mate. If you want the best financial resources, be vulnerable to how you receive money. Don't limit yourself. Don't make it to where it's just I can only be loving to my mate if he's loving or she's loving to me. I can only get a job if it's 9 to 5. I can't work for myself. These are when you begin to think outside of your own arena, and you begin to realize there's a whole world outside of your arena that is still conducive and can still equally yield the same results that you're looking for with the normalcy of your box, whatever box that you're putting on. You are able to see the necessary the strength of being in coexisting and co-creating the life that you want. We do have people on the line. If you want to get a free mini reading, I only do teachable lessons for 15 minutes since the shows are only an hour. So if you're on the line and you want to get a free mini reading, go ahead and press 1. If not, I am okay with that today because I don't feel well, and I really want to kind of get a quick little nap in before I have to go to dance practice. So if you are on the line and you want to get a mini reading, go ahead and press 1. If not, I'm going to make some announcements, and we are going to get off the line tonight really, really, really early, and that's all right with me. December 1st, let me see what day that is. December 1st, I will be doing, would it be the 1st? Yeah, we could, well, no, it's not going to be the 1st. December 4th, we are going to do a new round of chakra classes. So please, 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 if you want to take the chakra class, it is $150 and 30-day intensive of lecture, and then you're off on your own to actually do the application. And it is a great, great, great class with wonderful breakthroughs. It's $150 again. Contact me, 720-620-2316. If you want to schedule a full mini spiritual, a full spiritual and energy reading, use that same number, 720-620-2316. Yeah, that's it. I only had a couple of notes because, you know, I was planning on doing readings, and that's okay. That's all right. I love you guys. Have a great, great, great weekend. If you're fighting something, if you're fighting a cold like me, please go rest. Tonight's the last night of the full moon. Take advantage of that healing femininity and the energy that is there, and sit and rest under the moon. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, 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 blessed weekend. And I will see you in November, because this is our last show of October. I'll see you in November. Peace and blessings.